Amen. Tell you folks, God's been good to us. Amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, let's take our Bibles and go to Matthew chapter 13. Mine just going everywhere this morning with the Lord knows what we need. Amen. If you're visiting with us, I appreciate you being here. You are an honored guest at this church today. And we appreciate you being here. We're praying for you. We hope that the Lord blesses you in abundance today. And if you're a church member, thank you for being here. Amen. It's an honor to be in God's house this morning. Matthew chapter 13, if you're there, say amen. Look at verse 24. Matthew 13, verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we should go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.
Amen.
Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for what you've already done, Lord, and answered prayers, God, and just touching folks on this altar, God. I thank you, Lord, that there's already prayers under the blood right here, God. Already prayers that's been answered today, God, on this altar right now, God. I believe, Lord, you've answered these prayers, God. And God, I ask your hand to be upon us right now. Lord, I pray, God, you would move in this church, touch hearts right now, Lord, and get me out of the way, Lord. It ain't about me, God. Help us to lift up Jesus, and everything else will fall right into place. And we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little while on the wheat and the tares, and the Lord kind of gave me this thought several weeks ago, and I jotted it down and been thinking about it and kind of mulling over it in my mind, and I got up yesterday morning, and I got some studying done, and the Lord just kind of laid this back on my heart again. So number one, I want you to think about this. Tares and wheat look a whole lot alike when they're growing. When they grow up, you cannot, unless you're a trained eye, unless you know exactly what you're looking for, you will not be able to tell the difference between a tare and a wheat. And basically what the tare is, that is a weed that grows. It has no nutritional value, and it grows very rapidly, and it's also very toxic. It can kill you. When Jesus give forth this parable, this is a parable, and I want to kind of preach on it this way. When Satan brings people into your life that don't need to be there.
Amen.
I'm gonna be honest with you, folks. Satan puts people in churches that don't supposed to be there. I'm telling you, the enemy is out to destroy. He is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And that kind of leads me to my first point right there, the foe in this chapter over here. Look at verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So understand something. This was an enemy that did this. There are people that come into your life and people that come into my life that Satan puts there, and I'm just being honest. Sometimes you can like it or not like it. Sometimes the enemy puts people in your life to destroy you, to kill you, to make you back up on what God wants you to do. This happens in church all the time. The foe, the enemy, this is Satan's doing. This is not your cousin. This is not your brother. This is Satan doing this. This was the enemy that came in when the man had sowed the good seed and he sowed in the bad seed. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, folks, sometimes the best you can do, the enemy's still going to fight. Verse 28, he said, and he said unto them, an enemy has done this. His servant said, well, thou then that we should gather them up. Understand something. When the enemy sowed it out and the water was put to it, everything started growing up together. Have you ever had somebody that was in your life that had been there a while and they kind of grew up together with you that couldn't find out they were a tare and they were not wheat? Amen. We've all seen that. The Bible says they freely grew together in verse 26. And understand something. When they freely grow together, when the fruit appeared, the tares appeared. Go back and read what I read. When the fruit appeared, that's when the tares appeared. And when you start doing something in your life, when God starts using you in your life, and God starts using a church, and God starts using a ministry, that's when Satan's really going to turn loose. That's when Satan's really going to fight hard. And when the Lord is using you and Satan is fighting hard, that's when you got to really buckle down and say, hey, listen, I know this is the enemy. I know where this is coming from. I'm going to tie up my bootstraps. I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stay with it till God says it's time for the harvest. Amen. They freely grew together. Here's something that when I thought about this. The friends come to the farmer and said, do you want us to tear them up? It's real easy if we're not careful. Me and my wife was talking about this last night. It's real easy if we're not careful for us to think that we know what's best. It's real easy if we're not careful, especially all of us that's sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and holier than thou. Well, I know the difference. That's what the friends were saying, David. We know the difference. And I'm not saying that sometimes that you can't know the difference. But I'm just going to tell you something. Sometimes, folks, that's God's job and not your job. Sometimes you and I just need to back up and let God do his work. I'm not talking about church discipline. I'm not talking about calling sin, sin. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about sometimes you just need to back up and say, Lord, this is in your hands. Get me out of the way because, Lord, I know I'll mess it up. Look what the farmer told him. The farmer said, no, you don't touch it because if you go in there and uproot the tares, you're going to uproot the fruit too. You're going to mess up the wheat too. And a lot of times that's what happens in church. We think we know what's best, and we think it's got to be my way or no way. And what happens is when I get all upset, I start upsetting the wheat. And if we ain't careful, Brother Terry, we'll do things we ain't got no business doing, and we'll say things we ain't got no business saying. I'd rather keep my mouth shut and let God do the work. Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I don't know it all. I might act like I know it all sometime, but I don't know it all. But the Bible talks about how look at verse 27 and 28. It says, so the servant said unto the householder, come. And he said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in the field? From whence then hast these tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said to them, wilt thou then that we should go and gather them up? I just want to go in and pull all the weeds out of the garden. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. I'm like a lot of church members, okay? We have a garden at the house. My wife planted that garden. My wife knows every rose. She can tell you everything in that garden. She does not send me out there to that garden to weed that garden. Because when I go to pulling stuff, I'm going to pull it off. I don't know the difference. She does. Amen. Some of us in here ain't quite as mature as we think we are. And some of us in here ain't quite as knowledgeable about the Bible as we think we are. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, sometimes, you know, that you can do the right thing in the wrong way. And that's real easy to do as far as church members. You know, we think we're going to do right. But the householder said, no, you just let it alone. Because when the harvest time comes and the harvesters go in there, they know exactly what they're looking for. Now, I want you to know something. Verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And then the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather to ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. You know how they knew, Brother Ed, that there were tares and no wheat? There was no fruit. When that wheat grows up, Mike, that wheat will have, it'll have fruit on it. You'll be able to see it. And that tare grows up, it'll just have like a fuzz at the top. There won't be no, God knows what he's doing, folks. God knows exactly what he's doing. So you and I need to back up. Sometimes, I want to reiterate this today. Sometimes you and I need to keep our mouth shut and let God do the work. When it's time for harvest, he knows exactly what he's doing, Jackie. When those reapers went in there, they knew this was a tare, and they knew this was a wheat. And what they did, they went in there first, David, and they gathered all the tares. And the Bible says they bundled them together and bound them together, and they set a fire and put all the tares in the fire. Let me go ahead and reiterate one thing right here. You here today, you know whether you saved or lost. I don't have to preach on it. You know whether you saved or lost. Now, if you're saved, you're a wheat. If you're lost, you're a tare. Amen. And what's going to happen? You can act all holy if you want to. You can act like a good church member if you want to. You can fool everybody else. But when it comes time to the end, God's going to send a reaper in there. And when he starts cutting it down, he knows exactly what you are. And the Bible says that the tares are going to be cast into the fire. Amen. But the wheat, he said, we're going to gather that into my barn. I should not even have to preach what that represents. That is talking about the kingdom of heaven. That is talking about heaven, amen. Understand something, folks. One of these days, it's going to come time. Hey, you might think that you're growing right beside a wheat. You might think you're growing right beside a tear. You just go ahead and grow. You just go ahead and bud out. You just go ahead and have the fruit on you. You just go ahead and do what God's telling you to do. It don't matter what everybody else says. It don't matter what everybody else thinks. It don't matter what everybody else does. You just go ahead and do what God's called you to do. God's called you to be wheat. He said, you just stand there and grow. You just stand there and bear fruit. And when it comes time for harvest, I'll take care of the rest of it. Don't you worry about that when it ain't bearing fruit. Don't you worry about that when it ain't doing nothing. You just go ahead and do what I told you to do. And when it comes time for harvest, I'll take care of it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to go in the barn. Amen. Amen. I want to go in the barn. And I don't want to be a hindrance. It's real easy for church folks to be a hindrance. I'll go ahead and give you a little example, a little truth here. I've been a hindrance in church. I've said things I shouldn't have said. I've done things I shouldn't have done. I've asked God to forgive me of it. It's under the blood, so I ain't got to worry about it no more. Amen. But I just want to be a wheat. I just want to grow where he's planted me. And I just want to bear fruit. Amen. See, the thing about it is, when you think about wheat and blows, they all blow. They could have, and I don't think there were, but there could have been some tares in the choir this morning. And everybody up there waving and singing all together. But you know what? I wasn't worried about the tares in the choir. I was worried about how good God's been to me.
Amen.
See, some of y'all need to quit worried about who in the church is a tear and start thinking about how good God's been to you.
Amen.
And just go ahead and worship him.
Amen.
I want you to bow your heads with me. Can you sing, "Please Forgive Me"?